Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have so many times where we blame the conditions for the lack of success, but the reality is that the champions create success regardless of the conditions. And so they don't look at the education system. They don't look at the thing that the teacher gave. They don't look at what the vendor provided and think, well, I'm going to prove that they were bad so that I can be right. They just win no matter what.
I will be the greatest of all time. In my head already, I am better than everybody. And I know, you know, there's a lot of hate come from people, you know, but I know, and I will prove. You give me time and I will prove it to everybody.
When you're passionate about something, people are supportive of you, they believe in you, they want to see you win because you're still the same version of yourself. But the moment you get obsessed about something, they are threatened by you because there's a new version of you. They see the fire in your eyes, they see the chip on your shoulder, they see that this is a man who's locked onto his goals, and that man is very threatening to them.
I joined a team not knowing anything about fighting. The first team I was on, everybody had been fighting for many years. And I was a young adult when I started. And then it was to be the best fighter in New York State. And then it was to be the best American fighter. And then it was to be to beat Chuck Liddell's record. And now, you know, people consider me one of the greatest fighters who's ever lived. You know, considering Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, and Mike Tyson, that's all great company. And, you know, people consider me the number one fighter who's ever lived. I would have never imagined it, but my belief is so high in me now that it's like, of course, you know, that's how I feel now. Like, of course, I'm the best. I feel, of course, I can do more. And I don't say that in an arrogant way. I just know that I have the wisdom, I have the team, I have the faith in myself, I have the faith in God, and I've surrounded myself with a winning formula. So I'm very confident in this formula.
But it's all I know. It's better than the alternative of living with losing the rest of my life or not trying.
There's a reason it's lonely at the top. Mm. Right? And it's not because you want to be surrounded with other individuals. That's not the part people, when they talk about it, it's lonely at the lonely at the top. It's alone because nobody understands what's going on in here. Mm-hmm. Of what you went after you've just won, what you went through, and you're already thinking about the next. Mm-hmm. You're already thinking about the next, and people can't comprehend that.
I think you have a monster heart of a champion. I think you're a warrior. I just think you have a desire level to be somebody that is bigger than any adversity you're going to hit.
Yeah.
And maybe even there's been times when it's been close where you are knocked on your ass. But there's something in you, dude, that you want to win so freaking bad. Yeah. And I see it. It's like there's this intensity about you. It might even scare some people once in a while. Some people around you are like, hey, dude, are you okay? Like, this dude's almost dark. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, in a good, to me, that's a good thing, dude. Like, that's the dude I'd want in a foxhole. That's the dude I'd want taking the shot with 3 seconds left in a game, right?
How you do the little things is how you do everything. They want fast results. Easy come, easy go. Easy come, easy go. Instant gratification, fast gratification. That's what they want. And that's what you'll get. Microwave results. I'm slow cooking. Dude, where are you going in a rush? to the grave? Like, that's the end goal. You end up at the grave. Me, every single day I show up, slow cooking, slow roasting, my success. And in due time, when I deserve it, my life will manifest that I've actually earned it. I'm not here to microwave nothing, dude. I'm taking my day, every single day, enjoying my process of developing myself. And ultimately, dude, I'm gonna win. But just because it's hard doesn't mean it's bad. I prefer doing hard things that are gonna push me to the next level than doing hard things because I'm poor or doing hard things because I'm unhealthy. I wanna do hard things that are gonna push me to elevate, to become the man that I know I can be, the entrepreneur that I know that I can be, the boss that I know that I can be. And I think that we can encourage people with that, dude. And I hope this was super valuable to people. You know, gotta rewatch it. Like, it's like going to school and assuming that you're gonna read one piece of information once and digest it. No, you gotta reread it, sit down, analyze, meditate, think, strategize, reread it, figure it out, re-strategize it, write it down, make it your own, internalize it. And when you internalize it, now you have a strategy. You can't memorize this. You can't cheat your way to the top. You got to put in the f***ing hours. 365 motherfucking days a year. If you committed the next 365 days of your life to the persistent pursuit of your potential and you were grinding 24/7 and you didn't cheat yourself, imagine what you would become. You would become a ruthless f***ing killer. You would become such a G that nobody would say, nah, this person ain't doing it. You'd be undeniable.
What sets champions apart? It's not just talent, strength, or luck. It's their mentality. The unwavering belief that they are destined to rise, no matter the odds. Champions know that their goals are theirs to claim, and nothing or no one can stop them from achieving them.
It's a wonderful life. You have a wonderful life. Do not forget it. There's no pressure with playing the game you love. You have a wonderful life. So when you walk in here, I should never hear complaining. I am a champion. I never complain.
Then there's the athletes who train to win. They train every day, every session, so that they win on match night. And then I remember saying to Adam's group, there are just those very few players who train to dominate. They train so hard that winning is inevitable on race night. And Adam said, that clicked with me. I decided I was going to train to dominate. So he said, when I go into the Olympic final, I know I'm going to win.
We all should think that we're great. There's no reason for you to not think that you're great. If you don't think you're great, ask yourself why. Why don't you think the highest of yourself? So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. I figured it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. We figure out life from this point.
You know, we talk about this, listen, trust your instincts. That's what closers do. You know what cleaners do? Mm. Their instincts trust them. I got this. I'll give you a great example about that and we'll pick up the other thing. All right, Doug Collins, coach of the Bulls,
yep,
is drawing up this play. Okay, last second play, he's drawing. It's the Cleveland play, the one he beat.
Elo,
right.
Yep.
So he's drawing up this play, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. He's over and he races it. Michael turns around and said, hey, give me the ball, get the fuck out the way. That's the don't think. Okay, that's the point where, hey, listen, my instincts trust me. Give me the ball, just get the hell out the way. I'm winning this game. Mm-hmm. I'm winning this game. But that game-winning shot wasn't made there. It was made many years before in the dark gym by himself with somebody rebounding the ball, whether it was me or somebody else, shooting that same shot over and over and over and over again, saying, no, if I get to this spot.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't care if there's 10 hands in front of me. If I get to this spot, the shot's going in because I've done it over and over again.
I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Just doing it makes you do more. Like, do more hard shit makes you do more hard shit.
Yeah.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put in the work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get done. Like, I'm not going to waste my day just sitting around a hotel room. No, I'm going to go to work.
You really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
There are no failures. There's only quitting. Every single hardship, every single obstacle is going to serve you if you allow yourself to let it serve you. So what these people think, their doubts and their criticism and their loser mentality, put it all up here on your shoulder, and when you don't feel like it, and when you're frustrated, and when you want to quit, take the proper amount out, and the proper amount is the amount that gets you off your and gets you executing. Because if you are executing day in and day out, no matter what, there is not a single fucking thing that can stop you.
You have to make sacrifices. You got to put yourself in a position to literally achieve and be great. And what's gonna make you great? You have to discipline, put time into it, think different, be different, live different.
Addicted to getting fucking mentally strong. And not just physically strong, not just hustling, but mentally strong. Because the Bible says it, as a man thinketh, so is he. So what you think about yourself becomes the reality of who you are. So what you put in here is gonna manifest itself through your life. So I've realized I just need to insert so much good stuff here that it will naturally be a byproduct of what I spit out. And it worked.
Are you ready to rise? Are you ready to fight for your dreams? Are you ready to develop the champion's mentality? It's not just about talent. It's about overcoming pain, doubt, and fear. It's about refusing to let anything stop you from reaching your goals. The champion's mentality is simple. Never stop. Never settle, never back down.
Because despite my situation at the time, I always believed that, I don't know why, but it seems like I had some voice in my mind who told me that it's gonna happen. How? I don't know, but it's gonna happen. Then I'm like, yes, I'm gonna do it. And that was just like 6 to 7 years ago. And today I'm here, you're telling me about my KO, which is like, I'm like, is it
real? No, you did what you don't know what you did. Know what you did? Your words were your destiny. You spoke out your reality. You said, I'm going to do that. That's what happened to me. I was locked up in a juvenile detention center at, 1978, maybe 1979, something to that. Yeah, 78, 77. I'm like, 12 or 11, I was locked up in a juvenile detention. And I'd be watching the movie The Greatest, and it was cool. And as soon as the lights came on, Muhammad Ali came in. As soon as he came in, everybody lost. I mean, the staff, the guards, the police, everybody lost. And that was, I want to be like him.
Michael Jordan tells me one day he wants to be the best player to ever play here. And I said, well, you got to work harder than you did in high school. He said, I worked as hard as everybody else. I said, oh, excuse me. I thought you just told me you want to be the best player to ever play here. He said, I'm going to show you. Nobody will ever work as hard as I work.
We went against the grain. We went against the norm. We made it happen for what we had a vision, bro. And we said we was gonna develop that to the max, bro. I seen something and I said, bro, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever y'all do, just listen to me. Whatever you do, just make sure God is a part of it.
Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow.
Average is the enemy. Like, the average man has inspired no one. Think about that. The average man inspires no one. Why would you live an average life, or why would you expect an average life of your kids? You wouldn't. And therefore, why would you be okay with accepting average or mediocrity for yourself?
You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump. I'll tell you why I call it jumping. See, God, when he created all of us, he gave every last one of us a gift at birth. He never created a soul without endowing them with a gift. We just gotta quit looking at gifts as running, jumping, singing, dancing.
I got something to tell you. You can compete with the top minds in the world if you're willing to armor and callous your mind and outwork them up and dig deep. Where most people see four walls, I see a massive empty space that deserves all kind of creativity to make it look beautiful.
I'm no longer a meal. Today I'm gonna change my path. I'm gonna be on the path to success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm gonna see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shit. Oh, I don't wanna be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of motion. I wanna be different.
Since we're 11 years old, I always make pressure to me. Cristiano, you are the best player in the world in my mind. I'm always thinking in that way. And I put a lot of pressure to myself. You have good sides when the things go good, okay? But when the things go wrong, you feel that too because you make too much pressure to me. I make pressure to me. But I love that. I know to deal with that.
There's a tradition in tournament play. Not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're gonna be winners. Okay?